It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the topic of conversation of getting lost. Some of you older folks may relate to this. Back in the day, you know, when you had to, you were traveling somewhere and you were going based on the direction somebody gave you, or maybe just a giant map. And, you know, nowadays people just plug that into their GPS. But what about also getting lost on more of a, maybe a mental or spiritual level, where you just can't seem to find your way of the direction you should be going? Or even, you know, sometimes you think you're about to land what you think is the right thing to only find out it's actually not. Jeff?
Everyone is capable of getting lost, and you probably have gotten lost, not just when you were a child, but when you were an adult. Can you recall a time when you were just terrified as a kid? You know, you got mixed up, you followed the wrong person.
I feel like I probably got lost in the store a couple times.
Do you remember what happened?
I mean, I ultimately made it back to my mom, but...
Did she find you or did you find her?
No, I think she probably found me.
Yeah, I was at Big John's and we're walking by what used to be the toy section of Big John's, which was maybe 8 feet wide. You know, now it's like an entire aisle of toys. But anyway, I'm staring at the latest toys that I want. I couldn't have been 4 or 5 years old. Watching my mom in my periphery vision, I didn't notice some other lady got in front or behind, yeah, in front of her, blocking her from my vision. I didn't see it happen. Happened to be wearing the same color shirt. Oh. And so when I found the toy that I wanted, I pulled it off the shelf, grabbed this lady's shirt and pulled on it and said, "Mom, can you get me this?"
She said, "I'm not your mom."
Yeah. First of all, I didn't get the answer I wanted, so I was horrified by that. But second, who the heck are you and why are you impersonating my mom, you know? And I just bawled, man. I was so scared. And my thought was, I'm an orphan. I'm lost. I'll never find my mom.
That was back more, though, in a time of, you could kind of go around the store by yourself. Like, you'd always see kids in the toy sections by themselves and it wasn't really a big deal. Now, like, parents, almost, you got to keep your kid on a leash.
Yeah, when I was a kid, parents didn't think, they would say, "Hey, come home when it's dark outside." You know, now it's, you're always looking out the window, checking your kids because you're afraid.
Yeah, you can't even play in the front yard by yourself.
And any kind of van driving by, you're like, "Who's that?" You know?
Sure. Oh, dude, that's just a guy hanging drywall down the street. Now, do you think anything's different in that regard, that we have that feeling of such chaos and terror? Or do you think it's just more of becoming aware of what really is out there?
I mean, that's a huge subjective thing. I do think that our narcissistic society is not just birthing more psychopaths, but it's creating more sociopaths. And so you've got unhealthy thinking combined with unhealthy morals and value systems that lends itself to people doing very perverse and wicked things.
I'd have to agree. Like, I think those things probably always happen, but now it almost seems to be more so encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't seem to be the things that were once kept within the shadows and, you know, these things aren't going to be accepted as the norms of society, kind of seem to be more of a, yeah, just go for it. It's fine. We're not going to punish you for that.
Hang with me on this thought. The anti-bullying campaign was packaged that it's going to make our world better. But what it actually created was, you're no longer allowed to tell somebody they're wrong.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so, therefore, any thought or desire you have is okay. Well, that's dangerous. That is a new danger. Because now you're staring at the white van going by going, "Who is that guy and are my kids safe?" His desires may not be for your kid's best benefit.
Doesn't some bullying actually correct some silly behaviors?
Yeah, that was my point.
Could you imagine when you were a kid in school, going to school, dressed up as a cat? What would happen to you?
I'll give you a real scenario.
They'd laugh you out of class.
They would. The real scenario is this. Kids would pick their nose and eat it. By third grade, that didn't happen anymore.
Yeah, no.
Now you've got kids in high school still doing it. Why? Because they were never rejected for their behavior.
Even though that is a rejectable behavior.
Absolutely.
It's just not a...
And that's where your whole cat thing comes in. Whatever else. It's all carte blanche. Yeah, whatever. It's good. It's all good.
Something that should take care of itself. And then you, as a person, realize, oh, okay, it's probably not so good for me to openly pick my nose and eat it in public.
Right, right. It's like, or walk around, and I'm sorry to be crass here, but I'm hearing stories from teachers about kids walking around or in class putting their hands in their pants.
Just and reaching right in.
I don't mean just sitting there for a second. I mean like the whole class time. I'm telling you, if there's no boundaries and if you don't know what the win is and what the loss is, if you have no guiding principles and values, morals, what are you? I think you're lost.
Yeah.
It's not just a personal lostness. It's a societal lostness. It's like, yep. We have gotten so far off. But back to your original question is, I think it's the uncertainty too is a big factor, because most of the stuff that we worry about and we're afraid is going to happen never does.
True. Very fair.
You know, so we know what people are capable of doing, and our fear is we or our family or someone we love will bump into one of these evil people, but the likelihood is still very small.
Yeah, I would agree. To me, it almost feels like in the way in which our society is lost is in a metaphoric sense, I feel like our society is a picture, a bowling lane. The ball's going down the center of the bowling lane. And on each side of that, you know, sometimes for bad bowlers like me, you put the bumpers up, right? So when that ball gets out of the center of the lane, it bumps into the bumper and comes back into the lane, right? I feel like we've lost the bumpers.
The bumpers are boundaries, right?
Yes,
bumpers,
exactly.
That's what you're saying. And the worst part about that is not just that we lost the boundary lines that keep us contained. We are no longer measuring what's a win and what's a loss.
Well, nobody wins or loses anymore. As long as we all participated and had a good time and did our best,
right?
We all get a trophy.
Where the question you don't want to ask, but you have to, is where's this taking us? You know, the whole illustration about Christ saying that, you know, you don't want a blind person being led by a blind person, because they'll both be, you know, they're both blind, and where are they going to lead each other? Well, probably into a pit.
I think in some ways, though, metaphorically speaking, we're probably, I mean, me being really blind, but we're all probably somewhat blind, right?
Well, we've all got blind spots.
Yeah. All of us have things we don't see.
Well, there's this automation that we're kind of surrendering to. Think of it this way. It's almost like you get into a routine, and what we've gotten comfortable doing is allowing AI to think for us. Streetlights. Who controls streetlights? AI does. On a superficial level, everyone's kind of just surrendered over to streetlights, and we just kind of do what they tell us.
Right.
Most people in this civil society follow these rules. My point is, we're surrendering a lot of our choices to our societal structures, to our AI, to the norm, which there's no boundaries right anymore. We're kind of wandering.
Yeah. Well, then you got to ask yourself in that sense, when you get into more of, you know, a deeper level of that, when the algorithms are thinking for you, who's programming those and what are the thoughts the algorithms are having?
Yeah. You don't realize when you do a search, they're pushing results they want you to read.
Sure. Even when you get online and research something, maybe you're interested in buying, and then all of a sudden there's 55 ads for it.
Right. And it's that thing you're not perceiving. Someone's controlling even your thoughts by controlling what you see.
What if we get to the point I can just already tell what you think? You don't even have to type it
in. Man, I know.
So then, I mean, though, if you think that sounds kind of far out there, I get it.
But not really. It doesn't. No.
If it gets to that point, imagine it's going to know you better than you know yourself.
Right.
Like it's just training itself.
Yes, exactly.
So you're right. We have given ourselves over to this convenient way of thinking, but ultimately, being lost in convenience, what are we really gaining?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. My point is, you can individually be lost. And the worst part about this, we say, well, I don't want to get lost, so I'm going to surrender myself. I won't have a physical map. I'm going to have my GPS tell me where to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is if the AI or other person guiding you with your searches, whoever, whatever, if they're also blind and lost, then you're in that very same boat Jesus talked about. You got the blind leading the blind.
Yep.
Okay, you will make bad decisions if the input of information you receive that you base it upon, if it were bad, you'll make bad decisions automatically.
Of course.
No matter what your intentions are, if the information coming in is bad information, you're going to make bad decisions.
Well, and like you said, you can be lost as an individual and
as a society.
Yeah, we could be lost as a collective.
Yeah.
And I think you know, it's my belief, I got to say the overwhelming majority of people, I think, do still have that. Because in the above examples we gave about people dressing like cats and booger pickers that are, you know, 20 years old eating them, that's not most people, right? Like, that's still it's very similar to how you said we all worry about running into these evil people. Mm-hmm. Most people still aren't those evil people.
Well, even if you've done evil, your desire is to do good.
Yes.
And so you're still predisposed to want to do the right thing.
Most people's evil isn't snatching someone else from their yard or murdering someone. That's not most people's evil.
Right.
So that being said, though, we still all get lost regardless of, you know, our morals and values. We all step off they do say the path is narrow, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, when you're blind, walking on a narrow path, it's not easy.
Well, the problem with a narrow path is you can walk off of it easy, right?
Uh-huh.
No, here's the solution is, you know, so how do you not get lost? And I think what you got to remember in life, there are so many things you can pursue. Christ told us what to pursue. And it keeps us on that narrow path and it keeps us from being lost. What is that? He said, seek first what? His kingdom and his righteousness.
Well, and you know what's cool though? He also says that he's going to leave the 99 to go after the one. And knowing at some point we were all the one that weren't with 99, right?
Right, right.
And I almost look at the envisionment of a narrow path kind of being like a gymnastics balance beam. And you're walking across it and it's you know, very thin, obviously, and it's some point you're going to fall off of it, but keeping your, you know, your mind, your focus, and your vision set on getting back on is ultimately the key, right?
Yeah. Even if surrounding algorithms, company you keep, or even your own evil desires beg you, encourage you, entice you to get off, stay on the path.
As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com. where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.